Our itinerary will take us into the green heart of the smallest independent state in the world, the Vatican City. And it's a large heart, accounting for over a third of the little state's 44 hectare.
From the end of the 13th century onwards, the Vatican Gardens were created and embellished by various popes, becoming an extraordinary meeting place of nature, art and faith.
The gardens are a discreet, peaceful oasis where the popes sought a quiet place in which to reflect and relax. Reserved and secret for many centuries, today they're open to visitors from all over the world. Sir Francis Bacon, the great late 16th century English philosopher, wrote that a garden is the purest of human pleasures and the greatest refreshment to the spirits. This definition is perfect for the place that we're going to visit.
The history of the gardens is connected with the development of the Vatican City, which grew up around the basilica built on the tomb of St. Peter. Between the years 326 and 333, the Emperor Constantine ordered the construction of a large and very splendid basilica on the Apostles' first simple tomb. However, it was situated outside the walls of the city of Rome and was thus unprotected and open to attack and looting by the barbarians. In the 9th century, Pope Leo IV commissioned the first ring of walls, known as the Leonine Wall, around the Vatican Hill to protect St. Peter's Basilica. Pilgrims, churchmen, merchants and craftsmen found a safe shelter there. This area is the earliest nucleus of what was destined to become the future Vatican City. During our tour, we will see some well-preserved remains of these walls.
For several centuries, the popes did not reside in the Vatican, which was considered too unsafe, but in the Lateran, a complex of buildings that grew up in another area of Rome, close to the current site of the Basilica of St. John Lateran. The history of the gardens actually commenced in 1279 with Nicholas III, the first pope who chose to reside in the Vatican. Alongside the existing orchard, Nicholas had a proper garden laid out, complete with a handsome lawn and fountain. His successor, Nicholas IV, had his personal physician plant the oldest botanical garden in Italy, dedicated to medicinal plants.
Over the centuries, and as tastes changed, each pope left their mark on the great gardens.
The restoration of the ancient aqueduct, built by the Roman Emperor Trajan in the 1st century AD, which brought water to Rome from Lake Bracciano, 40 kilometres away, was fundamental for the garden's future. The aqueduct made it possible to build the great fountains and ensure the necessary water supply for the garden's care for the centuries that followed. At the end of the 16th century, Pius IV further extended the walls of the Papal City, thus making more space available for the gardens.